This month, Harvard Business School announced a program to get more women enrolled. The school will be reaching out to students at women's colleges and inviting them to visit the campus. The student body at HBS is currently 41% female, a percentage that is not uncommon at a business school in the U.S. these days. And our next guest knows a thing or two about that. She's one of the few female deans you'll find at a U.S. business school. Allison Davis Blake is dean of the University of Michigan's Ross School of Business. She's with us for this week's View from the Top conversation. Dean Davis Blake, welcome to Here and Now.
Glad to be here, Jeremy.
Well, I was looking at the tuition right now for the business school there. It's $54,778 in-state and $59,778 per year out of state. What case do you make that it's worth it to spend that money on business school, that much money?
I think the case that I make is that this business school and an MBA from a top school like Michigan's Ross School of Business is a career accelerator. So when you come, you're going to make a whole lot more money after you leave, and you're going to make a whole lot more money throughout your career. So it's an investment, like most education is.
And what would you say to the person who says, it would be a better investment if I were to take that money, over $100,000, and invest it into my first business?
I would say that if you're an extremely talented entrepreneur and an extremely lucky one, which is a rare combination, that may be true. But if you are, like most people, not an extremely talented and an extremely lucky entrepreneur, or if you don't have a taste for entrepreneurship, which many do not, you're better off investing in the MBA.
Are you facing that question more often, especially when we've got very high-profile business leaders like Mark Zuckerberg, who didn't even graduate from college, let alone business school?
I think most people realize that people like Mark Zuckerberg or Bill Gates, which is another example that's often raised, or Steve Jobs, are truly exceptions. They're rare geniuses who are able to achieve great success without formal education. Most people do far better with formal education, including an MBA.
What are you seeing in today's generation? We've got the millennials now going into business school. Is there something different about them than, let's say, Gen X or previous generations?
I think the millennials are a very different generation. They are very clearly oriented from the day they arrive at school to achieving profits and purpose. And so we have very much oriented our educational activities to saying you can achieve profits and purpose, and here's how.
And are the things that they're learning the same that they were learning, say, 20 or 30 years ago, or is that changing a lot in business school today?
I think that the things that people are learning are changing a lot. For one thing, the tools of business, like the tools of medicine, the tools of technology, have changed and evolved. So they're learning different tools. But I think today in business school, there's much more emphasis on critical and integrative thinking. In other words, being able to get into an ambiguous situation, understand critically what's going on, what are the data you need, and being able to take bits of information from different perspectives, from a finance perspective, from a marketing perspective, from an operations perspective, and bring those together to create a decision. There's much more emphasis on how people think and use information today.
And from the perspective of people who do not go to business school but who are looking at the business leaders of today, there's the question of how do you give students and the future leaders of this country, how do you give them a moral compass? Because there have been so many instances in which people who run businesses in the United States and in other countries, for that matter, don't have that. That they're just thinking about the bottom line. They're just thinking about how much money they can make. They're not thinking about whether they're doing good for society with their business.
I think that is a very fundamental question, and it's one that we have really addressed at Michigan Ross in our mission statement right up front, which says, we develop leaders who make a positive difference in the world. We define that as three things: that you have to make economic profits or you can't do anything else, but you have to be able to create great places to work where people are thriving, and you have to be, third, a good neighbor in your local and national and global communities. So we start our education with saying, this is the kind of leader that we expect you to be when you graduate, and we are going to give you a toolkit that's going to help you be that kind of leader. So we take a very distinct and clear position about what kind of leaders we're training.
But being a good neighbor comes third.
I wouldn't say that those are a rank order. I would say that those are the necessary condition. One has to happen in order to create the other. So if I don't have any economic profits, I can't do anything for the community. If my workforce is despondent and unproductive, they aren't going to be able to do good in the world. So they build on each other, I think, in order to create what to me is the pinnacle, which is being a good neighbor.
And when you look at today's business leaders who may have graduated from business school 20 years ago, are they good neighbors?
Well, like anything else in life, there is variation there. I think that there are some, and we have them back to speak to our students all the time, who are absolutely exemplary and who are blazing the trail. Of course, there are others, and we do see them in the news, who are not. And I think my goal as dean is to make sure that the students that regraduate have a particular perspective on leadership and are capable and equipped to live that perspective.
We're speaking with Allison Davis-Blake, the dean of the University of Michigan's Ross School of Business. And Dean Davis-Blake, you are the first female dean there at the University of Michigan Business School and one of the only female deans in the top business schools in the United States. Why do you think that is?
I think that that occurs for the same reason that there are relatively few women as CEOs, relatively few women on corporate boards. It's a really long path to the deanship. It is a minimum of 20 years from the time you get your PhD until you could think about becoming a dean, because you have to achieve tenure, you have to be a full professor, you have to get administrative experience. And if we look back at when I went to school, there just weren't that many women getting PhDs. So it's a pipeline issue, really nothing more than that.
And is the pipeline right now filling up more with women, or do you have a lot of female students in the business school?
Yes, we do. I think we are committed, like all of our peer schools are, to enrolling women and seeing them successfully graduate at all levels, at the undergraduate, MBA, and PhD level. And there definitely are more women, for example, getting PhDs today. And there will be more women in the deanship. When I started as dean, took my first deanship 10 years ago, I was the only woman really in the very top group. And today there are 10 women in the top 60 business schools who are deans. Just in 10 years, a radical increase.
What do you think would be the result if there were more women in leadership positions in business? Would different decisions be made? Because I covered Wall Street for many years, and there aren't a lot of women, especially at those big financial firms.
I think that depends on who the women are, and as we were talking about, what their values and standards are. Women are socialized differently than men at base, which suggests that perhaps they might make different decisions. But they have to have, as I articulated earlier, the will, the tools, and the perspective and the training to make those decisions. So, yes, if they have the will, the tools, and the perspectives, there might be some different decisions made.
Do you think that at any point in your career that you've been held back because you're a woman?
No. I would say that at many points in my career, I've had to answer the fundamental question, stated or unstated, oh, you're kind of different than the last 20, 30, 40 people who've had this position. Are you sure you can do it? But I don't think anyone has ever stopped me from attempting to hold or holding a position because I was a woman.
And if you were to speak to, as I'm sure you do, a female student who's just enrolled there at the business school in Michigan, what is the advice that you would give them about how to make the most of their time there and how to make the most of their career afterwards?
I think the most important advice is to be clear about what you want to achieve. What kind of positive difference do you want to make in the world? Find other people who are making that difference, understand the path, and develop the tools and the skills and the social networks, the confidence, the competence, the connections to follow the path that will lead you to the kind of difference you would like to make.
That's Allison Davis-Blake, the dean of the University of Michigan's Ross School of Business. Dean Davis-Blake, thank you for speaking with us.
Great to be with you, Jeremy.
And you can catch more of our conversations with leaders in our View from the Top series at our website, hereandnow.org.